Breathing for labor and birth. Use this breathing throughout the whole of your labor to stay strong, focused, and in control. The strong and spacious breath is most useful in stage one, but can be used all the way through your labor. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Allow the abdominal muscles to engage. Let the chin move down towards the chest to expel all the breath. Keep your mouth really soft to relax the pelvic floor. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Stay in control. Take the breath down through the body. Send the awareness of your breath deeply into the pelvis, deeply down into the pelvic floor muscles, as if you are really blowing away and releasing that contraction. Don't hold on to it. Breathe it away from you and let it go. Each time the contraction arises, use your breath. Know that you can use this breathing practice with the gas and air in the same way, but just breathe in through the mouthpiece. Take the mouthpiece out of your mouth so that you can really relax your jaw to continue relaxing into the pelvic floor muscles. As you come to your transition, or when the baby's head is about to be born, the soft upper palate breath in and out through the teeth is the most useful. It stops you bearing down and pushing or engaging the abdomen or pelvic floor. Use instead of panting, because this keeps you calmer and keeps you more focused. In and out through the teeth. It does not engage anywhere else in the body, and even just for a few seconds will prevent you from bearing down. The bearing down breath, in through the mouth or nose and out through the mouth, using sound to help you relax the pelvic floor. Keep your jaw soft and allow the release that you need to push fully. Use your own power to let go. Engage the abdomen, but relax the pelvic floor to let go fully and deeply. The bearing down breath allows you to really focus your attention, engage your whole body, but also stay released and relaxed. Send this sound vibration deeply down into your body. Send it down into the center of the pelvis, knowing that this helps you to relax more. Use your power in this way, and you can breathe your baby out. Stay calm, stay focused, stay connected to your breath. If you become anxious or fearful, just keep bringing your awareness back to the power of your breathing. You can breathe your baby out and use your own silent mantra as you go inwardly and harness your own inner power.